Cora Venus Lonnie on the line from sunny Wicklow, is it? Where are you, dear heart? Where are you?
It sure is. It's sunny and a little bit frosty. I'm near Blessington here.
But isn't it wonderful? Isn't it wonderful? Lovely to hear your voice. I can't remember the last time we sat and talked. I think it was probably on the television years ago when I was a boy broadcaster and you were hardly here at all, probably, to be perfectly honest. But anyway, listen, good morning.
Yes, I think we would have been teenagers.
I think so. Well, you might have been.
Both of us were teenagers. Yeah.
You might have been. My memory doesn't stretch back that far. But look, it's lovely to hear your voice. And firstly to say, how have you been in all of this, carry on? But you've been productive, haven't you? You haven't been just sitting looking out the window and stuff, have you?
Well, I've done a lot of sitting and looking out the window, I have to say. I have. And,
well, it's been great talking to you.
Yes, I have. Bye. I've been very, very fortunate to be included in some artistic collaborations over this very, very difficult year, which has just been so tough. And I've been really lucky because I live in the countryside and, you know, I'm safe out here, but it's still really difficult mentally.
But, well, that's
seeing
the thing.
Everything you're used to go away. But the sun still rises every day so far, and that's been very comforting.
It does,
and,
for sure.
And the collaborations have been amazing. So I've been working with some really wonderful people over the course of this year.
But you've been working with them presumably online. That's the thing, isn't it?
Yes, there's been online. Well, there's also been some in-person stuff. So we managed to, for Izumi Himura and I managed to play in the Hugh Lane Gallery in the summer. They brought in some socially distanced online concerts and stuff. So it's been, and we've been in the studio as well, all distanced and masked. So
I know.
But it's great to be able to carry on.
Well, exactly. But it's just that it's so odd because, you know, when we think about your art form and the fact that it is about the audience, it is about the reaction of people to what you deliver and the art, and not to be able to have that around you is, you know, it's a strange thing. And I know some people have been doing it online and stuff, and that's great, but to be with somebody, you mentioned Izumi Kimura or whoever it happens to be, and then to get the reaction from the audience, that's part of the joy, it's part of the pleasure, isn't it? Apart from the Few Bob.
I think it's the whole point, really. I mean, the Few Bob is like, we're all in the position of needing those under the systems we're living under. Yeah. But the actual purpose of music, I think, is of connection. It's a tool that connects human beings, and it's a really natural thing that we've been doing since, you know, before we knew what we were. We still don't. but we need, like, it's just, oh God, it's just so essential. And it's like, just recently as well, I got to do some slightly more elaborate collaborations and actually feel some feedback from some more humans. And it was just so nourishing. It was like it's like Joni Mitchell said, you don't know what you got till it's gone.
That's
and I
true.
Always really appreciated the incredible privilege of being a musician and being able to play, like perform and play with wonderful people and feel lovely positive feedback from an audience. I've always loved it, but now more than ever, it's just, oh, it's lifeblood. It's so
well
good.
it is, and it's so important. So, it's funny you should mention Joni Mitchell. You're obviously a big fan of Joni Mitchell, as indeed am I. Most of us around these parts are. Do you remember a song she did called For Free? It's an amazing song. Do you remember Ladies of the Canyon?
I don't know that one.
It's incredible.
Oh, yeah, I know Ladies of the Canyon.
It's just she talks about being in a noisy corner and that she has people with her and the black limousine and the money and blah, blah, blah. And across the street, there's a man playing an instrument and he played real good for free. He was playing a clarinet. And it's that, isn't it? It's needing that thing back that you get from the music.
Exactly, and it's the grow, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, it's the joy of it too. Now listen, I want to play, just before...
And that doesn't mean we shouldn't get paid properly.
Absolutely, I don't want anyone to think that I'm suggesting...
That's a different conversation.
I may have given people the impression...
Because always gets roped into it.
Cora Venus Lonnie doesn't need any money, that's not true, please. It's a good job we're live and I'm able to tell people the truth. Now listen, before we go any further...
Exactly.
Yes, absolutely. I want to play a little Vivaldi, because we've a special treat for people. I want to play yourself a Redmond O'Toole, the Concerto for Lute, the two violins, just to play this, just to give people a little taste. Ah, there it is. Antonio Vivaldi's Concerto for Lute with Redmond O'Toole and our guest this morning, Cora Venus Lunny. It's a lovely piece. But listen, you're involved in this event. This is Finding a Voice in Clonmel, and it's on over 4 days, but you've a performance on Sunday, isn't that right, Cora Venus?
Yes, on Sunday, Izumi Kimura and I are going to be playing at 1 o'clock. So we're going to be doing a collective free improvisation again, where we spontaneously compose. We've been doing this together for a few years now.
How does that work? For those of us who spontaneously compose, but you have an idea what you're going to do in advance, do you? You must have some thoughts, because you've been together practicing and stuff.
Yeah, well, the thoughts would be more in the kind of realm of narrative and energy and metaphysics. It's kind of like playing free in the kind of realm that we occupy. We're not really talking about the notes with each other. The notes are more of like an expression of like the emotional place that we're playing from.
Right.
So we're not necessarily trying to, you know, play with each other to sound nice, or, oh, there's Izumi doing an F minor 9 chord, so I better do a little haunting F minor 9 melody over that. We're not really playing like that. It's a totally different kind of feral way of interacting.
Organic.
You could call it that, yeah.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah.
This is going to be fascinating, I'll tell you that for sure. It is a very fine event, Finding a Voice, because you're talking about 80 women composers from the 12th century to the current to the present day. That's quite an undertaking, so this is quite the event.
Yeah, it's powerful. It's a beautiful festival. There's so many brilliant players there that I want to check out. For example, Liz Hilliard. And anyway, you can go and check out the other people who are going to be playing. It's just an amazing lineup.
But listen, you'll be in Wicklow, I take it, will you? You'll be in Wicklow.
We're going to Clonmel.
Oh, you're going to be there yourselves, the two of you, together?
Yeah, we're playing. Yeah, the two of us are playing live together in Clonmel.
Terrific.
I think, I'm not quite sure of the venue.
Better find out.
But that doesn't really matter, because nobody's coming to that. We're just having it filmed there and then streamed.
Isn't that mad? I actually thought you were going to be remote. I didn't realise the two of you would be together. That's terrific. That's terrific. That's far more.
Yeah, it's
like,
great. Because, yeah. I mean, there's only two of us, so it's actually possible to be like, you know, to do it in a safe way. We can still interact with each other from
surely
a safe enough distance with masks on.
And tell me about Izumi. What do we know of Izumi? Tell me more.
Oh, Izumi is absolutely wonderful. So she's an improvising musician and composer who's been in Ireland for many years. Yeah. And she's played with just about everybody. Like, she's worked a lot with, we would have worked together with Tommy Halfordy, and she played with Ronan Guilfoyle, Barry Guy, Jerry Hemingway. She's played at festivals all over the world, and I just love her way of being an artist. Is so, it's so fresh and so inspiring, and the music she makes is like always so interesting to me. I'm just so happy that like she likes to play with me and invites me into her world so that we can do this together. It's a huge privilege to work with her. She's just so wonderful.
Does she still?
I can't say enough.
It would appear that yes. No, it would appear you're very impressed by her. I take that. Does she still teach at DCU? Or she used to teach in DCU?
Oh yeah. As far as I know, yeah. No, she's definitely still teaching.
Yeah.
That's a really important part of her life. Like.
And how long? How long?
Made a record recently.
Yeah. Go on.
No, go on.
No, you go on. No. I'm listening to you. You made a record recently, the two of you together.
We did, yeah. Also with Anthony Kelly, who's an artist. He had made these absolutely beautiful live recordings, field recordings, that's what they're called. He'd made these absolutely beautiful field recordings of birds and bees and all kinds of sounds out in the area where they live in Dunleary. Yeah. So at the time, Izumi was artist in residence at the library in Dunleary. So she invited Anthony and me along to collaborate with her for the gig, for one of her gigs there. What we did was we played free along to Anthony's recordings of these beautiful wildlife places and everything. Then we decided to turn that into an album, and that's coming out this spring on Farpoint Records, which is Anthony's own record label, so that's pretty fun. So there's all this bees and blackbirds, and we're just kind of going mad. There's also a whole thing about Storm Emma, where he was recording the snow.
He was recording the snow.
Is it recording the snow that we play along to? And yeah, I mean, you have to be there.
Well, we're going to try and be there. That's the plan. But is that going to be the entire piece that you'll be doing? I mean, are you going to try and recreate any of this on stage? No, you can't.
Oh no, we're not. No. We're not playing that at no. the. Sorry, I got derailed there. We're not.
No, it's
playing
fascinating.
That stuff
no, I love
the,
it.
This Sunday.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Yeah, so this actually kind of illustrates a little bit of how there is some kind of narrative. There is some kind of method to what we're doing. We're not just yes. going and playing and leaving again.
No, I know.
So the last project was around those field recordings with Anthony, and so in this the theme is time. So we're going to be basically playing. Izumi is writing some pieces has written some pieces, and I've also written some pieces in the sense that so Izumi's are melodic and mine are more idea based. And conceptual. One that I'm thinking of doing but might not do, I might not even announce it on the day, is where I will play the ice cube and Izumi will play the drink.
Yeah.
So it's just something to distract your mind while you're playing, basically.
Well, it's working a treat for
so
me.
So that you're not there going, oh, am I playing the same thing I did last week?
Yeah.
Do I sound the same? Why am I here? Because, like, that's ultimately, like, those thoughts are the ones you need to keep out of your head so that you can just enjoy playing and do something nice.
Yes.
And enjoy the process. Because that's ultimately the real, that's when you're going to get a result, I think, where people are going to find it interesting to listen to. It might not always be pretty or predictable. But it might be more interesting if you allow the players to get into the flow state.
Well, the one thing it is, so it's going to be fresh. That's for sure. It's certainly going to be fresh. By the way, it's finding a voice. 2021 # It's about time. That is the actual title. It runs right through. And of course, the Monday is International Women's Day. Yes, on the Monday. But you're on. Did you say 1 o'clock or half one? 1 o'clock? 1 o'clock?
I think it's 1 o'clock, yeah.
On Sunday the 7th, just to make that point.
7th, yeah.
Yes, it is. It's the 7th. Now, I have heard this piece, Blackbird, just to go back to this piece here. And do you know what it sounds? It sounds like
Thanks for listening, Marty.
No. I'll tell you. It sounds like I'm on a walk. It sounds like that the instruments are there and the bird song, and we're on a walk. It reminds me a little bit of what Ludovico Einaudi did for his album. He did 7 days. Did you come across that, 7 days walking?
I actually haven't listened to that. No, right. I'm going to put that on the list.
Yeah, and he composed his music as he walked in isolation. I'm not quite sure where it was. I think it might have been somewhere around Milan. But anyway, Einaudi, of course, you know. But it's that idea. So it feels like I'm with you on a walk and you're playing instruments. I mean, it sounds wonderful, but it's very different. It's very strange in some ways. And yet it's, I don't know, it's kind of nice. It's kind of nice. I think it's interesting. Will you be doing more of this, do you think?
Cool.
Yeah? No, seriously. Do you think you'll do more of this?
Well, I've been doing that now for a good while, actually, because, I mean, I released an album there on Diatribe Records a few years ago, which was spontaneously composed, but it was on my own. So it was just solo violin. And again, like this, it's not something that everybody wants to listen to over their dinner. It's like,
well, there's nothing wrong with a little Frank Sinatra over your dinner, in fairness.
No, exactly. That's what I want to hear too. And I mean, but like it's a particular kind of thing that I'm very interested in doing, but mostly because of, it's hard to say why we do anything, especially as artists, because everything is so unconscious. But I'm interested in the state of mind that we're in when we're playing, and in the different ways that our state of mind influences how we play and what we play, and in the way that a score that a player looks at can influence their state of mind. All those things really fascinate me, and that's kind of the region that I'm sort of composing in at the moment.
Yes.
And playing free is just like, I have to do that any chance I can get, basically.
Well, the interesting
especially
thing,
in collaboration with other musicians.
Yeah, but the interesting thing for a listener when somebody is improvising is that none of us know where it might end up or where it might go or what sounds we're going to hear or what we're going to get from what music you are playing and giving us. So it's quite exciting if you're prepared to open your mind to it, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, if you're happy to allow the chaos to unfurl, and if you're in the mood for that kind of thing, then it's great. I mean, I totally understand as well. Like, it's not for all the time, and it's not for everywhere and everyone.
Sure.
I listen to all kinds of music. Like, I put on Roisin Murphy when I'm making the dinner, you know?
Okay.
Not that she's predictable either.
No, right.
but, you know.
A little more predictable.
Yeah. But their live shows might be more predictable.
Yeah,
it's like there's I like working in that area of surprises. So
well, good for you because
yeah, it suits me.
Now this album, this track Blackbird, that we're going to finish on. This is from an album. What is the name of the album?
Folding,
okay.
That would be a key piece of information.
It would, for sure. And when can we expect to actually have the full work?
Right now, we're just saying it's out this spring. At the moment, lot of distribution is being affected by the you-know-what.
Yes.
So we're not quite sure exactly when it'll be out, but if you go to farpointrecordings.com, I'm pretty sure you can pre-order it or at least subscribe to the mailing list and then you'll see as soon as it's out.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to sharing it with the listener and getting a sense of it. But just to finish up, Court of Venus, just to remind people again, it's you, Izumi Kimura, and it is... is on Sunday as part of Finding a Voice later Clonmel, and it'll be at 1 o'clock, the two of you on stage, and various other events. If people want to find out more, hashtag It's About Time. Listen, you're a joy. Enjoy the sunshine. It's at least you have that to.
Thank you so much for having me, Marty.
Not at all. My great pleasure. And as I said, if when we play this piece now, if people just kind of can take the 5 minutes, because it's not a short piece, and just imagine themselves walking along with the Perry and whatever else, and listen to the bird song. It's quite something. It's quite something. Cora Venus, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Take care.
Thank you so much. Take care. Bye.
You too. Bye. Here it is. This is Blackbird. Cora Venus, Lani Izumi Kimura. This is lovely.
Thank you. listening to Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM.